Hello.
Hi, Eric. This is Shira from Family First. How are you doing today?
I am hanging in there. How are you?
Good, good. The weather's getting a little colder these days.
A little bit.
Yep. Listen, I spoke to Gary the other day. He was a little bit confused on the process for getting onto the waiver program.
Right.
Again, this is Shira from Family First. So we just wanted to see, are you able to assist him with that? Has an assessment been made for him yet?
I've made a number of calls, and I went to the aging, like Montgomery County aging. I'm having trouble. I've had a nonprofit for some years, and
uh-huh.
I've been taking care of Gary for almost 3 years now. He's lived in a hotel, you know,
right.
And I want him to live here.
Right.
But it's going to be like a 24-hour job. I was just trying to see if I can get, like, health insurance or paid somehow.
Right.
You know?
So as discussed before, that is something that you can get through the waiver program. But right now, in order to get on that waiver program, he has to go through a series of assessments. And,
right.
And I want to walk you through that process with you. You know, if we're able to do that, then we can get that done and you can get paid for assisting him. That's not a problem. And we can get aids if you can't do certain hours, whatever it is, we can work with you. But
right.
The first step would be getting him onto the waiver.
Right. And I'm willing to do whatever is necessary. And I have a pen here. So let me know.
Right.
Like what I just, you know, I take the guy to the hospital like weekly, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's so What do I do?
It sounds like you do a lot, Eric.
<That's> I'm trying.
You give back a lot. That's really nice. So let me just see here. First step is you have to call into Maximus with him. He has to schedule an assessment.
With
okay?
Maximus?
Yeah, it's the independent enrollment broker.
Okay.
Let me just see here.
See, he doesn't even know if he has Medicare and Medicaid. I'm 99% sure that he does, but
it doesn't make a difference because the waiver is going to come on and then we're going to be able to, he'll get Medicaid automatically for the waiver.
Right.
Let me give you the Maximus number. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. It is 877.
Right.
550.
Right.
4227.
4227. Okay.
You just call that number with him. There's going to be some automated questions in the beginning, like three of them. You just press one for all of it. You'll get there. You'll get through it faster.
Okay. And is there anybody I ask for specifically?
No, it's going to be an operator. He's going to ask, he's going to want to know information about Gary, and you're just calling to schedule an assessment. That's all.
Okay, and that would be where the assessment is? It's in Monco somewhere?
It's going to be wherever Gary's going to be.
They'll come to the house to do the assessment?
Yeah.
Okay, because I had COVID on Friday, so we're a week away from him coming.
Got you. Okay. So
I delivered like 1,000 turkeys, and I got COVID from somebody, but it's a good one.
Yeah. Well, you'll just tell them, you know, what day works for you guys.
Okay. And then they come out and just assess the living conditions or whatever.
So they ask him a couple questions. I'm not usually there by the assessments. I don't know exactly what they do, but I know that they're just going to ask a couple questions. It shouldn't take too long. Okay.
Now, do you know, am I eligible at any point 30, 60, 90 days for health care?
With the agency, yes.
Okay.
But that's way down the line. I don't know much about it. HR would know more about how to assist you with that. Okay.
And the agency is Maximus or the agency is you?
So, one second, please.
Sure.
Okay. So you're talking to Family First Agency.
Right.
And you're calling into Independent Enrollment Broker, which is an intermediary between you
Hold
and the
on,
county.
Hold on, just let me, Family First.
Is the agency. That's okay. Who you have to keep, yeah, that's very important for you because they're going to
okay.
want to know the agency that you're working with that's going to be paying you.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Gotcha. Right. Do you have a number for them?
For Family First?
Yeah.
Well, you're talking to Family First right now. I can give you my direct line and number.
That would be fantastic.
It's 267.
Uh-huh.
551.
Right.
7419.
7419. And I'm sorry, tell me your name again.
It's Shira.
Shira?
Yeah, my extension is 119.
149.
119.
Okay, extension 119. That is awesome. I have actually spent hundreds of hours trying to get this done. I deal with a lot of like mental health, addiction, battered women, disabled vets. I've never, I've had people stay with me for periods of time, because they were homeless and it was winter.
Wow.
And I've done a lot of hospice work. He's got a colostomy bag. Like, I know how to handle all that stuff. I put up rails in the bathrooms and I'm trying to make it like as safe as possible. I have a brand new walker for him and wood floors.
Well, you sound like, it's busy.
It's a nice place. It's on 10 acres. It has 6 rooms. It's a farm. So it's very comfortable. But, he's pretty much bedridden 23 hours a day.
What's your full name, Eric?
My last name is, it's E-R-I-C, and the last name is Eberwine, E, B as in boy, E-R, W-E-I-N, as in Nancy.
What's the address?
1730 Valley Forge Road. And it's actually in Worcester, but sometimes it shows up as Norristown. It's like right at 73 in Valley Forge Road, 4 miles outside of Lansdale.
Okay. Just see here. Let me just see here. Did you ever live in Lyndhurst, Warrington?
Lyndhurst in Warrington?
Yeah.
My mother did. She's been dead for some years. I helped her buy a house there.
Okay.
I've lived in California. I've lived in Baton Rouge, New Jersey, Doylestown.
You got it. Okay, fine. Amazing. So I will be in touch with you tomorrow. Please see, are you able to call in with Gary today?
Yeah, I see him every day. I'll be over there at noon because I feed him.
Okay, amazing. So we'll touch base tomorrow then. Alrighty?
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And could I just ask, out of curiosity, what does it pay? He's here 24 hours a day, right? Like, is it? Go ahead, I'm listening.
So it really, really depends on how many hours he's approved. I can give you an overall quote, but you can't, it's not in stone, meaning to say you,
any idea would give me an idea,
All agencies in PA start at 14 and
right.
go up from there, depending on how many hours the participant is approved.
Right. And I do have other referrals for you because I deal with a lot of people through a lot of churches and I do know some caretakers.
Let's try with Gary, and if it works out, I'm more than happy to help out other people.
That would be great. Shira, you made my day. You really did. That's a blessing. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Have a good day, and we'll be in touch tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.